past few years, we've lost, school districts have lost $2.7 billion because of cuts coming out of Albany. And this current year, there was an $850 million restoration that simply doesn't make up for the hole. There's no way that that so-called bullet aid is going to fill the holes left by the lack of state aid. I'm certain that it's a welcome amount of financing for school districts, but what we need are policies to be changed out of Albany that are regressive.
Is this aid being distributed on a fair basis, even though it's coming after the fact?
Certainly, there's been some issues and discrepancies around the aid being distributed fairly. I mean, obviously, Alliance for Quality Education advocates for fairness and money being distributed based on need and not by geographic location or political will. We have children across the state who have lost a number of teachers and programs that they need to be ready for college and career, such as after-school, pre-K, kindergarten, sports, and tutoring. And these are the programs that are being lost. These are the positions that are being lost in our schools. It is an education crisis, and certainly, again, bullet aid is not going to fill the lack of fairness in our state aid.
What will happen when the school year begins in September because of the cuts in the state budget that was passed in March and April?
Again, we're in the midst of an education crisis, and we're being pushed further and further in towards educational insolvency, where districts just cannot afford, because the state has passed the buck, districts cannot afford to make sure that our students are having a high-quality education. When you take teachers and social workers and guidance counselors and you take pre-K and early childhood programs away from students, you're not setting them up with a firm foundation so that they can be ready for college and careers. We've already seen right now some children are in summer school classes that the programs have been weakened, so there are fewer classes available in their neighborhoods and their communities.
The governor has said repeatedly he doesn't understand why some of these districts cannot live within their means, why they have to raise their tax rates every year well above the rate of inflation. What's your reaction?
Well, again, when Albany passes the buck, Albany has a constitutional obligation to make sure that every student is offered a sound basic education. When you make huge cuts from Albany and when you put policies in place such as the property tax cap, which make it virtually impossible for locals to raise the money, and when you put a state spending cap in place, which says no matter what's going on, no matter how many teachers and programs have been cut, we're only going to spend this amount of money, we are setting our children up for failure. There's no other way around that. School districts, obviously, they need money to operate. You need money to pay for teachers and programs and such. There's no other way around saying that.